Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Ever since the pandemic started, we've been hearing about supply chain issues, most famously beginning with the toilet paper shortage. While we have been back in the saddle again, so to speak, as far as toilet paper goes, there are still problems, most notably with microchips. Our next guest says that the situation is less of a supply chain problem and more of a supply web or network problem. Dr. Hee-Yoon Kwon is Assistant Professor of Supply Chain Management at the Citadel. He joins us by phone now from the school in Charleston, South Carolina. Hee-Yoon, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, go ahead and give us the current state of affairs in the supply chain in our country and here in our state.
Nationwide, we are still experiencing the far-fetching effects of the pandemic and the ensuing supply chain disruptions. The state of South Carolina, in terms of the port operations, we seem to be doing relatively better than most states, especially the West Coast states, but we're still affected by those effects.
So our port, not as bad as the pictures we've seen of Long Beach, California, where there are miles of boats waiting to get in?
There were, at the peak, close to 100 container ships waiting to dock at the port of L.A. and Long Beach. At the end of the year, there were still close to 50 ships outside of those ports. But Port of Charleston has been doing pretty fluid.
You would prefer to call this a supply web or network problem? What are you talking about there?
When we talk about supply chain management as a terminology, we refer to the movement of materials and products and information as if it were a stream flowing from the raw material side downstream to the consumers and customer side. However, in reality, virtually no business or organization works in a singular linear chain. It works inside of a network of suppliers and customers.
So it's almost like multiple chains.
Yes, it can be very complex, such as Samsung Electronics and Apple are arch competitors in the smartphone market. However, Samsung Electronics used to supply semiconductor chipsets to Apple for their smartphones and computers. So some companies can be competitors, but at the same time, on the other side of the market, they are collaborators or suppliers and customers.
And so I guess when issues like today's microchip shortage happen, then the makers would tend to divert those chips to their own products.
The way the relationships work in supply networks and supply chains are said to be similar with romantic relationships, some would call it. So it works on the basis of a very stable and long-term commitment. So when a disruption happens, it is very difficult to immediately divert to another supplier that you do not have a previous commitment with, because they have those commitments to their own customers. And those commitments, long-term commitments with demands and forecasted demands, dictate how big the supplier's factories are going to be, how many tons of raw materials they're going to import, how many employees they are going to hire, and all of that is a connected series of decisions.
And so how do we fix these problems?
To narrow down the problems, we started seeing this problem, as you mentioned, with the toilet paper crisis in the onset of the pandemic. And later on, we saw the spike of consumer electronics and consumer goods demand as people were staying home longer than ever before. Right now, the most prominent problem that we are seeing in the transportation and logistics and supply chain is that we lack truck drivers. Reports said that in the United States, we need around 80,000 truck drivers to just go back to normal. Additionally, the one problem that the trucking industry, the transportation industry, has been facing for a very long time is that younger generation do not want to become truck drivers. The median age of truck drivers nationwide, it has been continuously rising. It is over 50 now, and it is projected to continue to rise.
Well, Hee-yoon, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. It's been an honor to be here.
Dr. Hee-yoon Kwon is Assistant Professor of Supply Chain Management at the Citadel. He spoke to us by phone from the school in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, as well as wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.